joined by some friends of ours. Lindsay, good to see you as always.
Hello.
Lindsay Hemela with us here. Crystal Kuklinski joining us as well. Hello.
Hello.
It is the, it's din-din time with the partnership, isn't it, girls?
Yes.
All righty. It's the annual dinners coming up here. Crystal, I guess you're the one that was smart enough to bring all the information and put it in front of me this morning. I gotta ride her a little bit here. But Crystal, what exactly, the dinner itself is when and what is going on?
The dinner is Friday, March 18th. The doors open at 5:30. We still have a lot of room, so if you haven't got your seats yet, give us a call at our office, 226-6591, and we can set you up with that. Tickets are $75 a piece. And we were having a best dress contest this year. So.
Okay. That leaves us out.
Come on. You can do it.
That leaves us out. But this is the annual dinner that is done for what purpose? Why get together and do this whole thing?
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's the 12th annual. And we're changing the theme up a little bit. It's going to be more of a walk-around networking event instead of a sit-down program. It's going to be a buffet-style dinner.
And we changed that up, Lindsay. Why?
We've had feedback over the last few where people say it is such a huge networking opportunity that they'd like more of it. They've said when we typically have assigned seating that they get to do their networking with their peers for an hour or so ahead of time. Then they sit down for dinner and then they sit with the people that they see day in and day out every day at work for the rest of the night. So we thought, all right, well, let's switch it up. Let's have it where we can have endless food in this corner and desserts over there and a couple different bars where you can get drinks from and let people network and eat and grab stuff when they want.
Well, this is designed for who in mind, Crystal? Is this members or are you membership hunting? What's the goal of the dinner here?
It's mostly a membership dinner, but okay. If you're not a member, you're more than welcome to come. We're taking anybody.
Yeah.
I must say, this is a great opportunity to discover what membership really involves and what benefits there are too, Lynn.
Definitely. I completely agree. Sometimes until you come to an event like this to see what LSCP has to offer and who its members are, you don't get the full picture until you come. We'll also have a presentation at the dinner where you'll be able to kind of see some little tidbits of our accomplishments from 2010, which the numbers are great with membership numbers, businesses we've been able to help out. So coming to see that alone is great.
Well, you roped our boss into it again.
I know. Woo! There are some other fun things going on, too, though, and Crystal can help me out if I miss anything, but there'll be a chance to win a crossover vehicle again this year. There'll also be a chance to win a trip package valued at $1,000. We're going to have bucket drawings, silent auctions, 50-50s. Am I missing anything?
I think you got them all.
A big-time formal event, Crystal, or what's the goal here?
This year it is. Our theme is rolling out the red carpet. We're going to have a red carpet that you can walk on. We're going to have Christine Garceau taking photographs of yourself or a couple or group or whatever, and you can have a chance to purchase that when you're after the event. Our little tagline is bust out the bow ties and squeeze into the old bridesmaid dresses. We're having a best dress contest. Best dressed individual, couple, and group.
I don't think my bridesmaid dress fits anymore, but
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. But that's half the fun too, is kind of getting all gussied up and making a night of it.
Yeah.
And it's not just din-din and a networking opportunity. It's also a chance to acknowledge some folks for some work over the course of the year. It's also an award ceremony to a certain degree.
Yes, we have our Distinguished Service Awards.
It's easy for Walt to say.
We always have an individual recipient and a business recipient, and they are nominated from community members. This year, we're pleased to announce that Dr. Les Wong will be receiving the individual award, and Upper Peninsula Health Plan, headed by Dennis Smith, will be receiving the business award.
And that's for some great work.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of great things and a lot of great people that do a lot of good things in this community, but that acknowledgement means a lot. It
yes.
really does.
And it comes from a nomination from their peers, so.
Which is always an extra feather in the cap.
Absolutely.
Now, the dinner itself, you said, Lindsay, is going to be a little bit different than years gone by because you want people to kind of have a mob mentality, and I mean that in a good way.
Yes, definitely.
What? What? Well, if you'd been listening, you'd know where I was going with that here this morning.
Have you? Because he nominated the two of you to come dressed up in your old bridesmaid dresses.
Yes. Yeah, that or the banana suits from the Big Brothers Big Sisters, but that's another story for another time.
Hey, somebody mentioned the Dumb and Dumber tuxes, you know, the light blue and the orange. You could do that.
Don't worry, we've got them. Anyway, all right. But it's not a big sit-down this time around. It's a little bit different, you were
it's
saying.
It's not. You'll be able to sit down kind of as you want. We'll have a buffet with white fish and bistro steaks, tons of sides, a dessert bar, appetizers. So you'll kind of be... If you get there and you're hungry, grab your plate, sit down and eat, get back to the networking. If you're not hungry until a little bit later, get your food at that time. So kind of the sky's the limit. It's up to you.
And it sounds to me, Krista, like you're really encouraging people when they're there to take advantage of that. Because, yes, it is the awards, as we said. It is the annual dinner. But really take advantage of the fact that you can mill the room a little bit and maybe run into some folks you don't get a chance to talk to very often.
Yes, we're expecting about 300 people from all through the county. So it's a great opportunity to catch up with some old friends and make new ones.
Now, I figure if Lindsay dragged you in here kicking and screaming the way she did, you're probably the contact on this, or at least one of them.
Yes.
See how this all works? So how do they find you? I mean, again, members, non-members, what's the best way to go about this?
You can call our office at 226-6591, or you can shoot us an email at lscp@marquette.org.
We have info on the website, www.marquette.org. Right on the homepage, you can click and even electronically submit your want to come.
Well, don't I feel like I'm lacking all of a sudden here? But again, this is coming up quick.
Yes.
The date is
Friday, March 18th.
And we didn't talk about where.
It is at the Great Lakes Rooms at NMU.
Okay. And again, Marquette.org is the website. Easiest way to go about. Crystal, the phone number one more time is?
226-6591.
I told you we were harmless. Jeez.
Easy.
This is so simple. Great to see you both.
Thank you.
And again, this is coming up quick, and we do have this in our calendar, by the way, so we will be reminding you about this over the next several days. Crystal, Lindsay, have a wonderful day.
You too.
And we'll hope to see you soon, and I know a lot of folks...